jobs do you have? Hello. We went from the drawer to the cup. Okay, now I'm finding out there are multiple cups. We probably have so many cups because of you know who.
Well, the she kids, can do that. Like, there's kids here.
I'm going to have her do everything. Give me 10 cups.
You I need a cup I of that. Cups? No, you got to see these kids' cups. I'm like, every time, I'm like, are you buying another cup? She gets so mad at me now because I'm always asking her, are you buying another cup?
One more cup? Do you need one? You already have that one. I know you have that one.
The same kids. Color. What the different same color. Colors.
You probably have three purple cups.
No.
So welcome, everybody. Hey, welcome. Alexander.
Welcome to me, Muffet's morning. I'm choking.
Get your own cup. That's the theme today. Get your own cup. Go get your cup.
Get your own cup. Get your shit. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing. Oh my gosh. But welcome in. Good morning, goddesses.
Morning.
So this morning, well, first of all, I've been having these just some wild dreams. So if anybody
do tell.
Interpretation. Please let me know what the heck is going on. So I'm getting it's like getting downloads about different things that I'm really not sure what's going on. So when I woke up this morning, I was inside of it was a complex, but it was like a jungle. Right. They were trying out this new system. And in this new system, you could be either like on roller skates or a skateboard or these just little boards, and you could just slide down the different parts, and it was climbing. It was a lot of fun. And I wasn't supposed to be there, I don't think, but I wanted to try it out myself. So of course I jump in and I'm just like doing all of this stuff. And I was like, oh shit, I'm going to fall. Cause I was like going down this hill and curving around. God. The lady came, she was like, I got you. I was like, thank you, sister.
Wow.
So who knows? I don't know. I don't even know what the whole thing.
You got to break that one down. Break it down.
It was just about doing something fun and spontaneous and just enjoying the moment. And so when I woke up, I was like, wow, when do I remember feeling like that? Oh. Right. So that's why the bamboo background.
Okay.
When I went to Hawaii for the first time, I don't know if you've ever been inside of a bamboo forest, but you really do feel like you are, what was the, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You remember that? You really feel like that. And you're just like, what?
Oh my God.
What in the, and I just remember feeling like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be here. Cause you know, then they have all these little signs. If you come this far, you're not supposed to be here. Turn around. Danger ahead. You might die, heifer.
You in the forest. The wolf is coming. Turn around quickly.
Point, and we're not responsible for your ass. So whatever you do.
You on your own. You're by yourself.
Do I keep going? Do I keep going? Do I want to see this magnificent waterfall that's just as tall?
Looks like you're having a Moana moment.
Right? Okay.
That's what this is.
You know I love Moana now. Don't go there.
Okay. You got the right location. You got the water. You got your trees.
That's right.
The environment is all set.
It was so.
And I can see you dipping your toe in the ocean like, shoot, I.
And not turning around. No.
I
got all the way in. I was just like, wow. So very beautiful. So
well,
I just want to talk about those kind of moments. Do you just have moments where you like, fuck it, I'm throwing everything at the fan, at the wall, or I'm just going for it. It does not even matter.
Just go. This might be it. The year is about to start. I see Joyce. Grin rising, everyone, she says. So we have all the our goddesses are coming through. So today, what are we doing? Self-love Saturday.
It is
all the love. All the love.
So and we're talking about doing things that just are so far out of your comfort zone, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm. So now we're leaping. This is more like
leaping. Yes.
Take the leap.
Yes.
Go,
yes.
Go, go.
So, you know, we've had these conversations already about just doing it scared.
Mm-hmm. We have.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. So, no, that's what's happening. It's happening. I would love to hear what others are planning to do. So I think I mentioned to you, there's so many things where I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait. Not wait, but it's like there's so many things happening at the same time. Well, literally between today and tomorrow, at least one thing is going to get created. And then I'm like, then I'm going to do the second one. And then this is the beauty of momentum, because it's like there is a set period for it. And then once this is done, it's out of my system. And I'm like, that's it. But I think just doing that last mile or whatever it is, get it done, get in the zone. And then once I'm done, I just want to kind of, what's the word? Either just like float, or what do you call that when you put your car on, I don't know, it's going by itself.
Auto drive. Like,
that's what happened. Set up the system.
Yep. Right.
And then from there, since I've already set up everything, I planted my seed, everything is in place. I just literally just want to, at this point, just flow for the rest of the season. But you got to do the steps now. When I'm like, okay, let's just do it. I don't need to have all the perfect whatever said. Whoever want, and then share it. That's the thing. Sometimes we do this little project where it's like, oh, I'm going to keep it to myself. And I'm going to send it out. Whoever's interested. And the interesting thing is people have been asking. So it's really about like, okay, give the people what they want kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the certain things where I'm like, let's make it happen. Keep it simple. I don't need to figure out every pieces of it, because that's what sometimes you're like, I'm a perfectionist. I need to know from A to Z. Then I need to know the detail for 1A, 1B to 1Z.
Right.
Then I can do this one. And then you're like, it's 2025. What is happening? Right. And so now to just let that go. Mm-hmm. And you can always tweak, just like life. You can learn as you grow. You can, you know, learn as you do, which is the best way. And then you can learn, let things emerge, because you don't need to have all the answers from the beginning, because the thing may completely shift, our favorite word, we just shift, and then you reset all together. But if you think you have all the pieces.
Well, and you never will, and it'll never be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me is the piece that I have to step back and say, okay, Tracy, it's as perfect as it's going to get. Cut the shit. You're not doing anything else. Cut it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I will just beat it and keep beating it and beating it. Oh, it has to look like this, and it needs to be that. And that's so not very true. It's not. And so I think once we step out of our comfort zone, and that's part of being in your comfort zone too. It's like, oh man, I'm just going to stay in this little space right here, because this is what makes me comfortable.
Yep. And then time is moving. Time is not stopping while you doing this. And then you look up and you're like, ah, you might still be in a pandemic, but still you're like, so much has changed and things change so quickly. So I'm like, let it be. And then let it be, if it's a thing that's going to be a one time, or if it's something that's just going to be again for a season. Sometimes we're thinking like, I need this to be for like the rest of my life kind of situation, where I'm like, this might just be a season and this is it. And then something else, maybe your favorite thing may be birthed out of it. Right. But let that be. I don't know who said it to me yesterday, like start. You know
just
what I mean?
Start.
Like just start. And you know, sometimes you're like, oh, let me think about the seed I want to plant. Just plant, get a seed. Which one? Is there one? Plant one. Then you may decide, oh, a separate one. And then even if you don't see anything happening, you plant, and just like keep it happening. But also just the idea of focusing on self. Like I also keep thinking of the keeping promises to myself. Dr. Renee made it. Oh my goodness. There she is. She is in the house. And the idea of those promises, I feel like I broke a few promises to myself for the benefit of doing things for other people or collaborating. And before you know it, you like look at the time, like you did all these great things with others, but then you realize you actually did not keep many of your promises to self.
To self. You know what? I am in that space right now. It's an eye opener for me, because, you know, it's like, man, I'm telling everybody and I'm talking all the time about taking care of you first and keeping your promises to yourself. Uh-huh. And then you realize how difficult that really is. It's not something that you just automatically just do.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh my God, I've done all of these things for all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, I'm saying I'm keeping my promises to myself, right? But it's slowly like moving to the end of the list. It's like, wait. Something has to shift. So this journey is a constant one. It doesn't stop, you know. It shifts, it changes, all these different things can occur, but it doesn't stop.
That's right. It's in the flow, but you have to get, you know, on one hand, it's like give yourself grace. On the other hand, this is why I feel like I have to go on. It's not overdrive, but it's almost like crunch time where you have to make the time to make it happen. Like, it's not going to happen by itself because you recognize it. It's great that you have self-awareness and be like, oh my God, I didn't. But now it's like, let's get into gear. Let's do it. And the thing is, again, it's like similar to what you would have done for somebody else. To me, the one thing I did last night, I was just like, Tracy, I need help. I need this because I'm like, I have this piece, but somebody else need to come in and be willing to say, look, this is where I'm at. Can you help me get to like the finish line?
This is the part I see. I saw you, you know, you, and sometimes you're really too close to the project. So you need to back it up and like, okay, let me stop. Let me stop at some point. Yeah. When do I just stop that and cut it off?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's done. And for some reason you've been staring at it for so long. You think it's like, well, I'm halfway through, but somebody look at it. They're like, oh no, this is it.
The book is done. That just popped into my head. I don't.
Which one?
Look, I said the book is done.
The book is done.
Done. It popped into my head. There's nothing else to do. Give it away. Let somebody else
to me.
All of those things.
Are you talking to me?
You've been talking about. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to all of y'all. You. I'm talking to Marie. I'm talking to you, Dr. Renee.
I'm gonna pass it to Dr. Renee. Renee, the book is done. Okay, Dr. Renee, the book is done. It is done.
It is done.
Done.
It is done.
It's done. No, 2022 is going to be something else, or the new year or the new season, in terms of what we've been working on. And I think part of it, again, this is your area where you're like, you know, when it's time, it's time. It's like, it's been all, you know, like, let's just push it out.
Yeah. So let's have a book party.
Push it out.
Everybody, let's have a book party. What do you need? What do you need? So we can, let's see, today is the 4th.
Oh my God.
Can we do a book party in 2 weeks?
What date would that be?
Bring your book, bring your baby, wherever your baby is at, bring it.
Get the baby. Bring the baby.
Let's bring the baby to the party. Come on.
The book is done, Renee. Bring the baby. All is well. Bring it. Bring it.
Yes.
So what day would that be? On a Saturday?
Celebrating the baby. Let me see. Let me pull up my calendar here.
We could do it right on the show, probably. Pre-birth.
We definitely can.
Do it right here. So, yeah. No, I know Renee's book is done. My book is still in the... is done. I've been reading from it, which is really great. The journal is the other thing. I've been saying the words of the journal. People have been saying, I had a whole conversation with someone yesterday and she's like, I know exactly what your thing is. She's like planting seeds. I'm like, girl, stop. Stop repeating things to me that should already be. The seed should have already been planted. She's like, that's it. And then it became like blooming, you know, blooming where you at, because the plant stuff keep coming up in terms of like, she's like, girl, I need someone to help me to stop killing the plants. And I have a place where I want to get more. I don't even know where to start, what to get. And I'm like, yeah, definitely it's time for, we need to do a plant party, you know, social party again, where it's all related, but it's just the idea of like, I need this.
So wait, all right. So now we've got some couple of parties on the table.
A lot of parties.
When and where is the plant party? And when and where is the book party?
The book party is probably going to be on the show.
We don't have to answer those questions right here, right now. But yes. I'm saying those are
it's good to think about them.
Yes.
And the plant, initially, I was going to wait until next year. But I think people have been asking since the last one. This month, I would literally squeeze it in. If it's something you want to do, what I realize with people, you're not going to use the holiday as an excuse. You're not going to use any upcoming occasion. You make the time.
That's true.
So the goal right now.
Stop saying what you already have to do. You knew 12 months ago what you had to do for that. So. Exactly.
So you just get the date. So for me right now, it's really setting it up where people can go like, let me sign up. And right now, everything that I'm creating, it's all part of that big plan that you probably one of the few people who know about, where it's just like, I won't be on a plan. I don't know if I'll be on a plan or not, but it's still part of that PTO in terms of let's set it up, because the reality is you have to plan it. And then the surprise will be to the others, prepared or not. People are never prepared. And it's not my job for them to be prepared. So my thing is, it's like, what am I doing to get ready for that new chapter, to get ready to be more of me, to really keep those promises for real and start living them. And so those two things, she's like, yes to the plant party. And they're all interconnected. Like, there's some people sometimes where they don't get it. They don't get your essence. They don't get you. And they're just like, they see it as separate thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're not separate. These things are never
separate. The greatest thing about being a goddess to me is that nothing, anything you do is wonderful. Mm. Own that fact. Just own it. That's your anything. Shit. Whatever it is, it's yours. Own it. It's all part. If it's something that came to you, it's part of who you are. Just own it.
Me.
See, Alessandra's looking forward to the plant party. People want to do stuff.
We like, let's do this. Bring your little drink. And believe me, there are so many. I'm sure each one of you, if you don't have one, the other thing I got the idea also is not just people, you know, people do talk about care, but is the idea, because I was also thinking of all of us and what we do, but the idea of learning how to be mindful, the idea of learning how to love yourself more through that particular sacred act of the plant, right? So imagine on the day we're having it, whether you already have a plant, buy a plant, and I don't know who. I think the idea popped into my head when Val was like, oh, look at my flowers I got for myself. That's the other thing. You may not get a whole plant, but it would be beautiful if you feel like treating yourself by getting some flowers and having that day as something to share. And so that's another way of practicing self-care together. Yeah. So it's beyond the plant. It is beyond. But it always goes back to that sacred practice of self-care. And we do it differently, and that's going to be the moment we do it collectively, and then you get to see those beautiful things in your house, and that's another affirmation in terms of you treating yourself to beauty, to luxury, to things that makes you feel good inside and out in your own space, and you don't have to wait for somebody to give it to you. This is you gift to yourself. So that's the big part. So I'm gonna have to listen to this, because that's gonna be the flyer. Okay, so
This is the flyer right here. This piece, pull it out.
This is your invitation.
Throw it up. That's right.
This is your invite. So you're like, what is this plant party about? Watch the episode. The whole description was given on the spot. So you know this is what it is. So I already have two guests. Three. I have you, Renee, Alexander. Who else? Okay.
And Joyce.
So the guest list. Joyce was just like, I'm here.
The guest will grow. Because people are asking me, and I don't even do, I'm just associated with the plant lady. I'm not
I don't know anything about the plant. Oh, that's great. So so we are, you know, so this is the big day. Also think about it today too, like how you're practicing self-love. Like for me, that's the way of doing it. Taking that time for yourself, how you're treating yourself. And sometimes it's just really taking that moment.
So I want to go back to the question that I started with.
What's your question?
What is that one thing, or has there been just like this one thing that scared the shit out of you and you did it anyway? And asking if you just felt like, wow. See, I know Marie don't wanted to answer. I don't know if you want to answer that question or not.
That went right over my head. I'm like, when did you have that question?
So, which is the bamboo? I started talking about the bamboo of a bamboo forest and just continuing to move ahead.
Oh Lord, that's almost like a jam session right there. I'm like,
right?
No, I mean
be something like that huge, but something that was big for you.
I think my big scary thing is coming. That's the thing. Sometimes you think you don't know. My big scary thing is coming, but I think to me, oh my goodness, there are so many little ones, especially as women that we do that. We don't see it as that. Mm-hmm. And then you get through it and you're like, ooh. I mean, I think the combination for me would be like getting my own place and knowing like I can do this. Like, I don't need to live with like 10 roommates to pull this together. Because for a long time, you're like, ooh, I need to depend on this person and that person. And then you know you're covered. And so that's really huge. But I would say probably joining my business, because I purposely started, I literally started months after my mom passed away. And then I started officially joined the business on Halloween on purpose as a reminder of how. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're still grieving and mourning, but I'm like, I knew I had to do something different. And that's when I decided, you know what? I need to do more around health and wellness, my own health and wellness, but also what is that thing I'm going to do as part of her legacy and my legacy? And I literally signed up on Halloween.
Okay.
A few years ago, because I was just like, okay, just do it. But I wanted it to be like, to remember, like I did this on this day.
Yes.
And it was something I was like, should I? Because it was, you know, it took me a minute to even go anywhere after her funeral. And then I went to the things that I usually enjoy, which is like going to an event where I haven't gone anywhere. I've been like, and then I, you know, meet someone there. So I'm still like, oh no, let me think about it. Like, I don't. And then it was just like, you know what? Let's just do this on Halloween. Just do it on that particular day and be done. Whatever happens, happens.
Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it. And this is the evolution of that scary moment today. Flying across the country to LA. We're next. Scared. Ooh.
That's from where? Enough. From where you flew across the country? From where to LA?
Ooh.
And how long was that flight?
I don't even know.
I know coming from like Cleveland to here is about 4 hours.
I mean, flying is you know, that itself. It's like, woo.
That, yeah. That can be an adventure for sure.
It's just like, oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah. But she did it. And then she's been to many other places since.
Okay. Awesome.
Baltimore. Nice.
Awesome.
Well.
Stepping out on faith and just asking. So I was knee deep in work when I decided that I wanted to take this trip to Maui, right? Mm. And I was like, you know, they do the professional development. So they always want you to do something professional development related. Okay. And I was like, I wonder if they'll let me go to this. It was a women's health conference, of course. I was like, I wonder if they will let me go. And it was a little scary, but I was like, oh, well, I won't know if I don't ask, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So I combined my professional development time with my vacation time. Had the best time.
And there you went.
Just did all kind of crazy stuff. We did. It was, we stayed in the hotel for a little bit. I took Patty, my best friend. So we stayed on the resort.
This is starting to sound like a girl trip.
It was a true girl's trip.
It was like a girl's trip.
Okay. And then, you know, all of the little things cost a lot. So we decided that we were going to stay in a hostel for two nights.
Oh, yeah. That's an experience.
Oh, my God. That in and of itself is an experience, first of all. Because everybody was 12 and here we are like 30, 40
grown people.
Old. I was like, why are we in there? But we had the best time. We had the best time. So...
those are fun. But keep thinking about that. Keep doing those things. 6-hour flight. Ooh, it felt like 9.
I'm sure.
Ooh. Wow, you could have been in a whole other country. Jeez. Sometimes I look at those hours we flying in within the U.S. and I'm just like, y'all know you could have been in a whole different
country. That's true.
You know, but I'm glad you did it. But I'm sure you're going to be doing more bolder, still scary, but we're still going to do it. Take that leap. Take that leap. So,
so today is just about loving yourself and taking a leap in something. If it hasn't been anything, that's fine. But take a minute and think about what that is. My message for today is really simple. A few years ago, it's been longer than a few years now, but I decided that if I didn't love it, I wasn't going to do it. If I didn't love it, I wasn't going to buy it. I wasn't going to smell it, whatever it was. If I did not love it, I was not having any part of it. From what I wore to where I went to what I ate, and thinking about being a goddess and this journey that we're on, it's like, shouldn't it be like that for everything?
That's a question.
Yep. And we're going to leave that one right there on the table. I love you all. Thank you so much for joining us for Me Moments in the Morning. Come on over to Clubhouse. The link is up somewhere, right?
We'll ping you in. We'll ping you in. Watch for the ping, Dr. Renee, Joyce, Alexandra. Some of you are already here, which is great.
Yeah, come on over. Let's continue this conversation for a little bit, and then
on the other side
for the day. All right, much love to you all. Have a great day.
See you next time. Bye. And